Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Happy New Year, and thank you for taking the time today to listen to this reflection. We're on the octave of Christmas Day, and it is New Year's, also the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. What a great day, and so many themes to kind of take hold. Today, much of what I'll be sharing comes to you from the book that I've been reading in my daily prayer, the Divine Intimacy book, which is really kind of a Carmelite's prayer book, a daily reflections and readings and prayers and such based upon what used to be the readings of the day, but it's gotten a little bit confused since then just because the readings have changed. But we have today the great example of the 8 days, the circumcision of Jesus. And the reading that I read today focused on this reality that Jesus, who was just born, submitted to the law that was a law that was intended to be for sinners. It's the law of circumcision. And Jesus, by being obedient to God's will, even in the beginning days of his life here on earth, was submissive to that will. And then there's some beautiful reflection on that of even in those first 8 days, the blood, the drops of blood that would have been shed by Jesus by coming into this world, and how his entire life from even the beginning days was a sacrifice, an offering for our salvation. What a gift it is we have to start this new year. And as I reflect upon these realities and I think about this new year, one of the things that comes to my mind a lot right now is just we look at like 2020, 2021, and I think the big kind of cultural syndrome is we're so surprised, or like we weren't ready for these things. And it's almost like, hold on, because we have no idea what this year is going to hold. And we just don't want it to be as bad as last year, right? We don't want to be as surprised as last year. And really, the prayer that I read today in this reflection that I am moved by is this reality of, are we prepared for the year that God desires to give us? Right? Try to distinguish the people who seem to have bounced back from COVID year or 2020, it might have been hard, it might have been confusing, but they in a sense were prepared. Right? Even though, how do you even prepare for something like that? But spiritually, were we prepared? Right? And I've already kind of set aside, and I've already talked to my wife about the kinds of things I want to commit to for this year and the New Year's resolutions and things that I'm kind of hopeful for. And I'll start today with some of those things. But I was even kind of taken aback as I was reflecting upon the realities of Jesus' circumcision. Is, am I first being prepared and preparing myself and being obedient to God's plan for this year? Which I, after 2020, I admit I have no idea what it could look like. Right? But do I offer today on this first day, in the same way Jesus offered his blood on these first days of his life, to God? I want to close with this prayer that comes from the Divine Intimacy text. It's by Sister Carmela of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. I think of this new year as a white page given to me by your Father, on which he will write day by day whatever his divine good pleasure has planned. I shall now write at the top of the page with complete confidence, Lord, do with me what you will. And at the bottom, I already write my amen to all the proposals of your divine will. Yes, Lord. Yes to all the joys, the sorrows, the graces, the hardships prepared for me, which you will reveal to me day by day. Grant that my amen may be the paschal amen, always followed by the alleluia, uttered wholeheartedly in the joy of a complete gift. Give me your love and your grace, and I shall be rich enough. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.